Designed and produced by Karen Estelle Koblitz with this specific space in mind, Nonfiction conveys the artist's love of materials, of color, and of patterns. Koblitz carefully considered the colors and decorative details of the Art Deco-themed young adult section of Cerritos Library. She also researched the art, architecture, and ornamentation of the movement from the 1920s before presenting a final design that would become the model for this ceramic relief. Every piece of tile is hand-painted, using patterns and motifs from the period. Koblitz also created slab-built objects like a mystical lamp, a globe, a computer and mouse, and books to place on the nonfiction shelf. What do these playful objects mean to you? And why do you think they're appropriate for the young adult section? To the artist, the genie lamp signifies the hopes and dreams possessed by today's young adults. The globe represents the world that is soon to be placed in their hands. The computer stands for the ever-advancing role of technology, and the books are icons that relate to the library itself. Why do you think the Art Deco theme was used for this space? If you know your history, then you know that Art Deco design was prevalent throughout Southern California, especially in Hollywood during its golden era. Most of the themed spaces here at Cerritos Library were inspired by some aspect of California history. Hollywood's Pan Pacific Auditorium served as the inspiration for the portal to this space.